नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया. So this is a recitation of chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, entitled Knowledge of the Absolute, Raja Vijaya, Raja Ganavigana Yoga Saptamo, the chapter 7. Atha Saptamo Dhyayaham, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Shakta Manaparta Yogam Yunjan Madashaya Shamshayam Sharam Magramam Yatagashishi Tachinu. Janate ham sabhi jnanam vidam bakshami shishata yachkatpa nihalibhyo najgatavam avishishate manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid yatiti siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschanmam bhiti tatpataha bhumir apo nalo vayu kammana buddhi evacha ahankara itiyame bhina prakadir ashtada Apareyamitastanyam prakatim vidhime param jivabhuta mahabaho yedam dharide jagat etadyonini bhutani sarvaneti padhareya aham krishna shajagata prabhava playlastata mata pertaram nanyat kinchid astinam dananjaya mai sarvamidam bhuktaram sutamana ganaevaha rasoam apsakunteya prabhashmisha shishuyo pranava sarva vedeshu shabdakeyu parusham nishu Punyaganda prativim cha tejas chasmi vivavasho jivanam sarva bhuteshu tapas chasmi tapas vishu bijamam sarva bhutanam vidiparta sanatanam buddhi buddhitam asmi tejas tejas vanamaham bhalam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma varuda bhuteshu karma osmi bharatarshava ye chaiva satpaka bhava rajasashtama shashtaye Mata ete tutan vidhi maite ete shute mai. Chibir gunavir bhavir ibi sabam nidam jagat mohitam nabijanati lukamam ajamaviyam. Devi shagunamai mamamaya dharataya mameveye prapadyante maitam tarantite namam druskritinam mudha prapadyante naradama maya pritagyanam asuram bhavam ashita. Chaturveda bhajante mam janasukriti no arjana atijigyasu arti arti gyanicha bharatarshava tesham gyananiti yukta ekabhaktir vashishyate piyaganarataham ham sachama priyaha udarila sarva evite gyanatamayam ematam asitas yuktatmat mam evatumam katem Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyante vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabaha kamasastir hitagyana prapadyante na devata tam tam nimamashtaya prakatiyaniyatasvaya yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta sharachitami chiti tashita sharam sharham tamavividvidamyam Sataya shadaya yukta stasaradam ihate labate tatakaman mamaiva vihitan hitan antavattu palam te shantad bhavapi alpamedasam deva deva yajo yanti madbhakti yanti mamapi avyakti avyakta papanam manyate mam abudaya param bhavam janantu mamabhuta maheshwaram Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavritaha mudayo nabijanati lakamam ajam avayam vedaham samati tani vartmanani charjana bhavishyani tibhutani nam tavere nakashchana ichadvesha shamutena dvandamahena bharata sarvabhutani samoham sagiyanti parantapa yesham tvatakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam dvetanam muhanir bhukta nirbhajantimam dravavritaha jaranamarna mukshaya mamashita yathantiye te brahma vidur krishnam adhyatma karma chakilam sadi buddhidevam mam sadi yagyachaye vidu pranikalipimam chamam jayukta chetasaha om tat sarate Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supana Sastru Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastre Shri Krishna Juna Samvade Purushoda Yoga Panchada Sujayaha So chapter 7 is divided into four sections, and those four sections can be made into an acronym, H-E-A-D, head. So we're going to shave his head. So today, the chapter 7 is first three verses deal with, Krishna says, that Shrinu, Shrinvantam, means to hear. Hear from about transcendental matters from the authentic source, the Shastra. So Krishna says, with mind attached to me, just hear from me, and you can be free from all doubt, and you can have knowledge and realization of me. And knowing which, jnana-vijnana sahitam yajgatva moksha shesha, but you'll be free from inauspicious things. And this type of knowledge that one will gain is very rare. In fact, he says, manushanam sahasyeshu kashchid yatati siddhaye. Out of many thousands of manusha, humans, hardly one is seeking siddha, perfection. And out of that group of those who are seeking perfection, out of thousands of them, hardly one knows me in truth, Krishna is saying. So that's hearing. Then next section is E, stands for energies. So verses 4 through 14. Krishna discusses his various energies. He says, Bhumir apa nala bhayu kam manur bhude vacha. So the earth, water, fire, air, ether, the mind and intelligence and the false ego. These are my eight separated energies. The five gross, three subtle. And besides these, there is another energy of mine. That is the living entity, the para-prakriti, the jiva, the spirit soul. And his problem is that he's trying to control the inferior energies. And therefore he is karishati, struggling. So the living entity has his source in both these natures. He is a living entity in the body, and he has a material body. So he's a soul inside a material body. So, etadyonini bhutani sarvanitivaham krishna shachakabhap. But know that Krishna is the source of all of those. He is the source and also the destruction of the material energies. He creates and destroys Pralaya, Pralaya and Srishti. The Krishna Madhatma Karma Chakra. Sari Buddhi Etad Yonini Bhutini Sarvaniti Badayam Krishna Shachagata Prabhava. So he is behind everything. He says that like a pearl necklace is on a string, but you can't see the string if it's a good necklace, you know. So Krishna says that sutra, that string is me. I'm behind everything. Sutra managanaiva. Rasoham apsukam. Now he begins to say how we can see him everywhere. He says that pure taste that you experience in very satisfying, purified water. That is me. That is my potency. Rasoham apsu kantya prabhashmi. The light of the sun, the light of the moon. Pranava sarva vedeshu. The pranava, the om in the Vedas. And shabda ke, the sound in ether. And parusham nishu, and the ability in man. These are all my powers. Punya gana prativam cha. I am the original fragrance of the earth. So dirt, from dirt we get flowers. So all that fragrance is contained within the soil itself. Has to be brought out by the natural process of growing flowers. Punya gana prativam cha. Tejas chasmi vibhavisho. I am the heat and fire. Tejas chasmi vibhavisho. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu. The life of all living creatures. Tapas chasmi tapasvisu. And there's power in the ascetics, the austerity. Bijamam sarvabhutanam. I'm the original seed of everything. Vidhi parta sanatana. Know this, O Partha. Bhuribhutitam asmi. I am the intelligence of the intelligent and the prowess of the powerful. Tejas, tejasvinam maham. Bhalam, bhalavatam chaham. I am that strength that is devoid of passion and desire. Kamosmi, and I am that kama, I am that lust, or that sex life, that is dhamma viruddha, that is not contrary to dharma. kamosmi bharata ye chaiva satpaka bhava rajasashtamashashte. Know that all states are being sattva, rajas, tamas. Ye chaiva satpaka bhava rajasashtamashashte mata etu tanvidhi maiteshu teimahi. Know that all things spring forth from me. Tribir gunema mayer bhavir. This whole world is mohitam moha. It is illusioned, bewildered by the triguna. Therefore, they cannot know me. Triguna mayer bhavir ebi sarva madam jagat. Mohitam nabi jananti. Therefore, they don't nabi jananti. They do not know me. Lokamam ajam avayam, who is the Lord of the world, loka. Lokamam ajam, I am unborn and without any exhaustion. I go on forever. Avayam. Daiviye shugunamaye. This energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. Devi eshugana mai mama maya durataya. Mamebi ye purpadyante mayetam tarantite. But that person who surrenders unto me, he can easily cross beyond. So it is like an ocean. But as soon as one surrenders unto Krishna, then that ocean becomes very, very small to the water that is contained within the calf's footprint. So the next letter is A. A stands for accepting and rejecting. Who are those who accept spiritual life and accept Krishna? And those who are those that reject Krishna? So he says, Namam Driskritena Mudha. There are four types of foolish people, impious, duskriti, that don't use their credits in the right way. The sukriti and duskriti. Means you have kriti, they both have kriti, but they're using it the wrong way. Namam driskriti, duskriti no mudha, prapadyante naradama. There are four types of souls that don't surrender. There is a mudha. Mudha is a donkey-like person who thinks, if I just work, I'll be fine. I'll find my happiness. I don't need God. I just work, and somehow happiness will come. But the donkey is the same. He thinks, if I work, the master will give me grass, but grass is already there, everywhere. So he's thinking he's depending on his work. So, namam driskriti namudha prapadyante naradhama. Then there's naradhama. Means those who have abandoned actual real culture and become low class in their behaviors. Maya aprita jnana. And then there's those whose intelligence have been corrupted by so-called knowledge. So by going to the university, they become more and more atheistic. Maya aprita jnana. So they become more and more ignorant because of thinking of attaining so-called knowledge. Maya aprita jnana and asuram, those who are just openly atheistic and antagonistic. Asuram. Then he says, there are four types of souls who begin to accept. Chaturveda bhajante mam janasukritin arjanate jigasvata. There is the desire of want to be free from distress.
You want to come.
Those who are want to be free from distress. Then there are those who are seeking money. Then there are those who are seeking knowledge. And then there are those who are seeking the absolute. Sometimes those who are like Sudra, they're in distress. And the Vaishya is seeking money. The Kshatriya, he wants to know how everything is run. And the Brahmin is seeking absolute. So those are the beginning, how someone may start their spiritual life connected to me. They may come from these different purposes. But udara saravevete ganat mayamamematam. But the person who's actually seeking the absolute is most dear to me. Yeah, they're all dear. Udara saravevete, they're all dear to me. But the person who is actually seeking the absolute, idara saravevete ganat mayamamematam asita syuktan mamevatamam gatim. He is very dear to me, and they'll all attain this supreme goal. And then he says, after many, many lifetimes of perfection of jnana yoga, bahunam janmanam ante genavam pabadyate, one surrenders unto me, knowing that I, Vasudeva, am everything, and such a soul is very rare in this world. So one can practice jnana yoga for, 900 lifetimes, 1,000 lifetimes. How many lifetimes would you like to do it? How many lifetimes do you want to do something and not finish? You want to be a doctor, go to medical school for 900 lifetimes? You want to get the end result, isn't it? So Krishna says, out of many, many lifetimes, someone comes to bhakti. So you can just start with there, There's a special school that you can just start at the PhD level. You don't have to go 900,000 lifetimes. Bahunam janmanam. At the end of many, many lifetimes of successful jnana yoga, one surrenders unto me, knowing that I'm everything. And such a soul is very rare in this world. What's the last letter? D. So D stands for Devata. Devata? Demigod? Ganesh, Indra, Shiva. Devata, yes. So Krishna discusses the Devatas. And so he says, Kamastastir hitta jnana prapadyantena Devata. Tam tam imam ashtaya prakati niyata swaya. Those who worship one whose intelligence has been corrupted or polluted or stolen by material desires, kama, they approach various devatas. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Kama sister hita jnana prapadyantena devata tam tam imamashtai prakriti niyata swaya yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shada architam dichiti. For those devotees of various devatas, I give them their shad, their faith. And I also give them their result. Yo yo yam yam tanam bhakta shara architam ichiti tasha sharam tam tameva vidya dhamyaham sataya sharaya yuktas tas aradanam ihate labate tatakaman mamaiva vihitan hitan. So they obtain what they desire, and they worship me indirectly, but they're not worshiping me in the right way. So it is like pay your taxes. And when you pay your taxes and you get also the benefit of being in the government, you have different, the roads are made or something. So instead of paying taxes, one can try to bribe different officials. So that is like a Krishna's king, like bribing. You just go to the root, offer water to the root, everything is distributed. But if you try to petition various controllers of various different aspects, then you're not really connecting with me. You're going for the materialistic stuff. And so he says, Antavatu palam tesham. Tad bhavati alpamedasam. Such persons who are seeking temporary fruits, material benefits, worship Shiva, he'll give you a good husband. Worship Uma, she'll give you a good wife. Worship Ganesh, he'll help you gain wealth. He says, they're alpamedasam. You know this word swalpa? Swalpa, alpa. Swalpam means very little. Alpam, alpam. So Medha is brains. He's saying, Krishna is saying, a person who is chasing after the temporary fruits, going to this devata, that devata, have very small brains. If you worship devas, then if you do it successfully, next life you become deva. But mad bhakti yanti mamapi. But my bhaktas come back to me. Now what happens if you take birth as a devata? If you take birth as a devata, how long will you stay there? How long does Brahma live? He's the oldest living one. You know, hundreds of Indras die within the life of Brahma. But Brahma, he lives 411 trillion, 42 billion years. 311 trillion, 42 billion years. His life is one half of a breath of Vishnu. Vishnu does not have a lifespan, but Brahma does. So Krishna says, Deva Deva Yajo Yanti. You worship devas, you take birth as a deva. But you cannot stay there. You're not in any stable situation. Like for example, let's say we tell you, you do some very difficult sacrifice and austerities. Like you're going to do for the next year, only Ekadashi Prasad. No grains, no beans, no dokla, no rice, no cake. Only Ekadashi Prasad for the next 5 years. And you cannot eat any sweets. And you have to do like stand on your toes with your fingers in the air for 2 hours a day. Like that. And then you have to do some sacrifice. You have to feed everyone. And when you feed everyone, only after midnight, then you take one bite of food, and that's it. Two bites of food, that's it. And you have to have your hand like this. Do some. So very austere. So many austere. So we tell you, you're going to do that. And next life, you can be Indra. Become Indra is not so easy, but just say that is how it took to become Indra. So you're Indra for 1,000 years, 100,000 years. Then you die. You come back to earth and now you're a janitor. Again, taking birth. What did you get? Did you get a souvenir? If you became Indra for 100,000 years, now you're a janitor, you used to be Indra, is there any souvenir you get to keep? You can't say as you're cleaning the school, you say, I was Indra. I was throwing thunderbolts. So what is the benefit? It's like a cruise ship you cannot stay on. So Krishna is saying, but if you come back to my place, that place you never have to again take birth. Deva Devi Jo Yanti Mad Bhakti Yanti Mahavapi. Then next verse he says, even more less intelligent, even than one that has no brains, is the person who thinks that I was impersonal in the past, I've become a person. Who say, oh, God was just a vyakta. A vyakta papa, a vyakta mama papa anam manyateyam abhudaya. They have no brains. Param bhavama jananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. They didn't know that I am the Maheshwaram, the Lord of all things. So sometimes we'll say, oh, God is just a Brahman. And you become Brahman if you become liberated. No, you cannot become God because God is para Brahman. Is Brahman is just his aura. That is his effulgence. That makes you understand? This is too esoteric or your understanding? Okay. So then Vyaktavaka Papanam Manyapadim Buruya Param Bahama Janato Mama Buddhish. Naham Prakasha. Why is that? Why is it that not everyone is understanding Krishna in his most esoteric form? He says, I reserve the right to withhold people's vision of me. Naham prakasha, prakash. I am not manifest to all. Sarvasya. Okay, he wants to come now.
Come.
We have. You can tell us some shloka from past life. Do you know the story of Gajendra, the elephant? He was being fighting a crocodile for thousands of years. He was an elephant from Swargalok. So a long time he was fighting, but he was in the water. So he was suffering terribly. There was nobody was really winning, but it was this terrible fight that was going on. And so he realized how helpless he was, so he picked with his trunk a flower, and he began to offer prayers and worship the Lord like that, with this flower. And the Lord immediately came riding on Garuda and killed the alligator and saved him. And then he was given his original heavenly body or spiritual body. I think maybe his spiritual body. And even the alligator was liberated. But he was reciting prayers, shlokas, that he remembered from previous life that came to his consciousness. So, Naham Prakasya Sarvasya means Krishna is covering him, his vision. That the vision of him. Naham Prakasya Sarvasya. Yoga Maya is like the curtain. Samavritaha. Mudayo Nabi Janati. The foolish people cannot know me. Lokamam Ajam Avayam. Which is inexhaustible. Ajam, and again, unborn. Anutamam, or supreme. Yeah, that I think maybe lokamam anutamam. Then, so now if we put a curtain, then you can't see me, but I can't see you. I cannot see you either, isn't it? If you put a curtain. So Krishna says, my yoga maya is a tinted window. Next verse. He says, Vedaham samatitani. I know everything that's happening in the future. Everything in the past, bhavishyanti, the future, and everything in present. I know the whole world, but me, the whole world, no one knows me. So he only reveals according to the person is approaching him with love. Otherwise they cannot see him. Because the whole world is bewildered by desire and aversion. I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. I like this, and I don't like this. But that person who has given up sinful activities, jananam punya karmanam, established in rightful actions, moha nirmukta, who is liberated from duality, he can approach me with firm conviction. Dhridhavrata. Jarn, he's interested in freedom from jar marna, old age and death. Mokshaya, mamashita yatantiye. Such persons know how to engage everything in my service. Atkritsnam, karma chakulam, sadhi buddhi, knowing that I am the Lord of the sacrifice, Adi Yajna, Adi Deva, Lord of the Devas, Adi Bhukta, the Lord of material energy. So he says, such a person can come to me. And then that's the last verse of chapter 7. The next chapter, Arjuna asks, what is this word, Adi Devam, Adi Yajna, Adi Bhutam? And so, Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna. Hare.